From the new record Nostalgique, that is Lapalux doing Swallowing Smoke. Mount Kimby before that did Made to Stray, Coma did TED, and we started with The Field from the brand new record Cupid's Head doing a track called The Black Sea. This is The Fringe on KRVS 88.7 in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm James Vanway, and this is day one of our fall fundraiser here at KRVS. Once again, I'm going to go through some premiums with you, and again, like I always say, you're not paying for these goods necessarily. You're paying for KRVS and our programming, but this is lining up if you want to give in this amount. These are some things that we offer you. $52, that's a $52 gift, which is a dollar a week for public radio. Not a whole lot if you think about it, because you know that you probably go to McDonald's and spend $5 at least a week. You probably go and maybe get coffee every day for $2, you know. That's $1 for an entire week of KRVS programming. You'll receive a KRVS handkerchief or a KRVS folding fan. For $75, you can get any number of T-shirts. They are all of great design, done by the Make Made folks. Really, really cool stuff that we've got this year. There's a dark golden with KRVS Louisiana artwork. There's a women's tee with that's cream with a vintage magnolia. There's the Blues Box T-shirt. It's got a Robert Johnson graphic on it. There's a tote bag. It's a natural canvas with a little cool pyramid design, healthy listening, very neat little thing that Allison and Peter came up with. There's a mustard-colored ball cap. You can get a mug, which is speckled red and a silhouette of a live oak. Very cool design there. Or for the new parents around, the KRVS onesie. It fits your child from 6 months to 1 year old. Or if you're an expecting parent, 6 months goes by pretty fast. $125 will get you any one of the following things. You can get a package of the mug or any one of the T-shirts that I just mentioned. Puppy Tucker's Louisiana Eats. I assume that's a cookbook. There's no note here, but that's what it seems like it would be. There's a CD of Cajun Honky Tonk, Zydeco Champs, Howell Devine's Jumps, Boogies, and Wobbles, or the CD of Live at the World Cafe, Volume 35. For $150, KRVS Field Bag, which is a nice thing, and there's two KRVS logo items. So again, any of those things that I mentioned before, you can have two of those. For $250, KRVS Red Festival Chair. Lots of festivals going on still this time of year. A lot of things going on in the little satellite towns outside of Lafayette. So I know that seems like a lot of money, and maybe it is to you. And those premiums, again, aren't what you're paying for. You're paying for KRVS's programming. And like I always say, no donation is too small. If you'd like to give $3, we will gladly accept your donation, and we greatly appreciate whatever you've got. If you gave already this year or in our spring fundraiser at any given time, we appreciate your donation earlier in the year, and we thank you very, very, very much for listening. Going to get to music now from Yaesu, who have a new record out called Every Day I Get Closer to the Light from Which I Came, and this is the title track off that. Thank you.
line, my friend, it just can't be.
She was no longer a user. Don't think she realized we knew that. Not one to make a fuss. Why this and not something else? Wasn't it obvious? She made such a hash of it. You can't help but notice. A near absence of tenderness. And who wants to live like that? And friends turn their backs on her. She no longer a user. And she wanted to stay home with a box full of postcards and no place to send them. Live like Emily Dickinson without so much as a kiss. or the comfort of strangers, withdrawing into herself. But why this and not something else?
music from the artist Juliana Barwick, a new record in the Pinthe, a track called Forever. David Sylvian did Emily Dickinson. Robert Wyatt did Last I Am Free. Sigur Rós did Stormer, and we started with Yaesu doing the title track from their new record, Every Day I Get Closer to the Light from Which I Came. It's almost Halloween. We're going to go out with a great Halloween story called Dracula, Terror in the Snow. We'll also be doing our annual Halloween party next Friday here on The Fringe, so please tune in. And please don't forget to go to krvs.org and pledge your support during our fall fundraiser. I'm James Vanway. I'll see you next Friday. Here is Dracula, Terror in the Snow.
The mountains heaved in agony. A winter storm in the Transylvanian Alps raged more intense and furious with each passing moment. This winter would be harsh indeed for these long-weathered mountains, but they would survive. Yes, the Alps would survive, but will a very lost Dracula and Rachel Van Helsing survive as well? Power Records presents Terror in the Snow.
I can hardly see. Let me rest. Please, I'm about to collapse.
We move on, Van Helsing. To stay here would mean the death of both of us.
Then I won't go on any further. I don't care if I die, if I take you along with me.
You will move, woman. You have no choice. What?
Shit! I'm falling!
No! You shall not be so lucky to fall to your death. Not while I need you more alive. For almost 20 years I have sought to slay you, to add your name to my ever-growing legions. And now I must prevent your death at all costs. But for the moment at least, I must be your savior. So now, my lifelong huntress, we move on. And though it aches us both, we must cooperate. Our survival depends on it.
On they trek aimlessly through the endless blizzard until they find a cave.
I have prepared the fire for you, Van Helsing. Rest by it quietly. Your hurts will soon pass.
Will the broken bones heal themselves too, Dracula?
I provide you warmth, comfort, and shortly food. What else could you want?
What I've sought for all these years, Dracula, your final and everlasting death, I owe you for the countless horrors you've committed against me, to my family, to the world. Even if I must forfeit my own life, I'll see the day that you're long dead and buried.
Hardly, my dear. You can barely stand on that foot, let alone fight me. No, I'd say for now, you will simply do as I command. I see your dinner has finally arrived, my dear. Pardon me, please, while I tend to it. Remain where you are, great goat. Tonight you will fill the stomachs of two hungry souls.
The giant mountain goat merely nods its wide-horned head and waits. As death descends madly upon it, it tries to shake loose its attacker, but it fails.
The taste is bitter and wretched, yet still I feel strength again flow through my bones. I protect the one I have ever sought to slay. I feed upon the blood of an impure beast. Yes, since the crash, much has been changed. Too much! And all because Van Helsing found the second book of sin. I remember how we fought for possession of the book. Those ancient scrolls inscribed with a spell to utterly destroy all vampires, including myself. But as we struggled, Rachel Van Helsing grasped the crumbling pages and made her escape. I instantly knew the dangers to me and my legions if she could translate the symbols and spells. And so I followed her. Her helicopter rose quickly through the Transylvanian winter countryside. I caught onto the machine's lower railings, and I thrust myself into the cabin.
Dracula! Don't know how you got in here, but you're not staying. If that book is so important to you, there's no way I'm going to let you get it.
Woman, you are a fool! What makes you believe you can keep possession of anything I desire? But we shall discuss the papers in a moment, after I rid us of some unneeded baggage.
What are you doing? Stay away from me! Stay away!
My God! You killed him without even a moment's care. You're a monster! An inhuman monster!
His life is unimportant.
Then you're in for a rude awakening, Dracula. He was the pilot, and I haven't the slightest notion on how to fly this. And something tells me neither do you. We're already miles off course, heading into the Transylvanian Alps.
I can see that, Van Helsing. Yes, already there is snow and ice. We must turn back.
And how are we going to accomplish that, Dracula? As I told you, I'm not a pilot.
Then we shall simply crash. And though I shall survive, my dear, I doubt if you will. Brace yourself, woman, and we shall see if the fates are kind to you this night. As the giant helicopter smashed into a great white peak, which suddenly jutted before it, I live as always before. I survive where others perish. But the book, the cause of all this madness, little matters now in this desolate wilderness. We are so far from civilization that none...
Van Helsing awakens. Good.
My leg. I can't move. I think it's broken.
That will not do on the long journey before us. You will need a bandage.
No! Leave it alone! You're hurting it.
Silence, woman! Until this heals, you'll have to live with pain, which may keep your mind off attacking me for a while. Now, come with me. If we are to reach other humans, we must begin.
Why are you doing this for me? Why don't you just take my blood and be done with it? You've wanted me dead for years.
I still do, my dear. But common sense tells me not to give in to my lusts. If I were to take your blood now, I may not find any for days. You are being kept alive as an emergency measure. Think of that, my dear Helsing, and you shall see the futility of your situation. Enjoying your meal, Van Helsing? Good.
You're thinking of fattening me up for the final slaughter. Dracula, you've got a lot to learn.
Little matter, Van Helsing. I will eventually win. I have always won my battles.
Maybe not this time, Dracula. The sun will be up soon, and when you go to sleep, not even my broken leg will stop me from slaying you. And if I can't slay you, then I'll kill myself. In such a way, you'll get no blood from me.
My dear, you know as I do that you'll never kill yourself. Not until the final moment you are positive your death would cause my own. Do not try lying to a master liar, woman. It will do you no good.
The brief respite is over. Slowly and painfully, the strange duo press on, advancing against nature's fury and the approach of daylight.
Struggling is useless, Van Helsing. I have only 1 hour more to travel before the sun rises, and I aim to have traveled far in that time.
Then I'll try anything to delay that, Dracula.
What?
Rachel Van Helsing flings herself from the snowbound peak and falls, taking a suddenly off-balanced Dracula down with her.
Witch! Because of you, we might both be doomed.
But Rachel doesn't answer. Down they continue to plunge, until the rope snaps taut about the rock, which Rachel tied it to moments before, assuring herself a delay in their travels, but not a deadly one.
Woman, you're trying my patience too far. I may yet taste your blood and take my chances alone.
No! I think you'll keep me alive and risk more troubles than have me dead, and perhaps kill yourself as well.
Really, my dear, I doubt that. You see, even if I am dead, one of my legions will find me and resurrect me. Frustrated, dear Van Helsing? I knew you would be. Humans always find it impossible to accept a being who can live forever. Immortality frightens those who fail to understand it completely. Perhaps you should learn what it means to taste eternity on your lips. Would you like that, Van Helsing? Would you like that? Well, worry not this night, my dear. You'll not become a vampire until I can resist the bloodlust no more. No, into this cave. We will spend the morning hours here. There shall be another long night tomorrow, Van Helsing. So plot not to slay me and rest instead. You will need your sleep.
Her body aching with pain, Rachel Van Helsing closes her eyes, but not to sleep. She still has a mission to perform this morning. And she will not rest until the deed is done. All the while through these daylight hours, Dracula sleeps, his strength returning to his weary bones. But Rachel Van Helsing still waits for the moment she will finally slay the dreaded Lord of Vampires. And at long last, that moment is now. Silently, she rises, stifling the aching pain she feels grow in her leg, and holding the stake she has kept hidden in her parka since before she began this ill-fated journey, she treads softly towards the sleeping figure. He doesn't move, and with a bitter smile on her lips, she thrusts down and misses.
You foolish female. Did you truly believe you could take Dracula unawares? Now there shall be no rest for you, Van Helsing.
I expect nothing from you, Dracula, except to kill you when I can.
Still you persist, my dear. You waste your time on fantasies, then. Now move, or be dragged through the snow and ice.
Perhaps it's fatigue, bloodthirst. But Dracula does not sense the hulking form which follows his path. Until it is too late, that is.
What?
The great beast attacks. The horde of vampires has been too long without blood. And so it is Dracula who falls to the snow-covered mountains. And it is Dracula who screams as salivating teeth dig through his flesh. Rachel Van Helsing trembles at the sight of the two thrashing forms. And though she fights the urge, her hand almost involuntarily reaches for her gun. And she fires. There is a sudden and horrifying cry. And the great beast falls back dead.
I so desperately wanted it to kill you. I couldn't let it. I just couldn't.
Of course, my dear. You had no other choice.
They're somewhere down there. Pilot, keep flying.
I don't know how much longer we can go, Mr. Drake. The wind's acting up pretty bad.
We'll keep this crate flying until I've found them. Wait, they're down there. And Rachel's walking on her own. Okay, pilot, lower away.
That helicopter. Frank! Frank!
Come back here, woman! Time has finally come for me to taste your blood. Drake will not help you.
No, my dear. You shall finally learn the ecstasy of vampirism.
No! You'll never have me, Dracula. Never!
Yes. I shall derive great pleasure from this moment. But no! They're firing wooden bullets at me. I must escape their path. Yes, Fantasy. Now see if he wants you, or if he'll abandon you. Who still hunt me.
They're splitting up, Mr. Drake. Should we land or go after the man?
I can't leave Rachel out there to die of exposure. Land the copter, pilot.
A few moments later, and...
Frank, you've got to find him. Kill him.
Calm down, honey. After you've warmed up a bit, we'll discuss it. But now, pilot, head back to Transylvania.
Back to Transylvania, Frank? We can't stop now. This may finally be our chance to destroy Dracula. We can't give up now. We can't.
You've got a definite stubborn streak in you, little lady. Why?
I don't want to bore you, darling.
Consider me a captive audience. Bore on.
You know of my grandfather, Abraham Van Helsing, and of his battles with Dracula, and how all believed the vampire had been killed. But he wasn't. Years later, the fiend returned and murdered grandfather. But still, he wasn't done with our family. When I was 9... he killed my parents as I watched helpless in horror. Even as he then moved...
With your death, young Rachel, the Van Helsing name shall be no more.
His fangs started for my neck.
Hold it, Dracula. Don't even look at the girl. She'll not be your victim tonight.
Quincy Harker, my family's longtime friend, burst through the door and fired his jet-propelled wooden darts from his wheelchair.
So, you've added another new device to your arsenal, eh, Harker? Well, keep the girl for now, old friend, but beware. There will come a time when she will be mine.
When the echo of that cold laughter faded, the reality of what had happened rushed at me.
Come to me, Rachel. You've gone through far too much for a girl your age. Far too much for any person.
Quincy took me into his home, raised me into womanhood. Does that explain why I'm... as you say, so stubborn. Does it, Frank?
There is no answer, nor is there a need for one. But below...
they're gone at last, searching elsewhere on this mountainside. Weak as I am, I must try to make my way to safety, or perish in the attempt to fly. Already I feel my insides shriveling from blood loss. I can remain here no longer. I have no choice but to brave the storm as a night-winged bat. No! Its force is too great, too powerful. It is impossible to fly through. Then am I to be trapped in this hellish wasteland forever?
It appears not, as...
What? Hey, shooting through me, numbing my arm! How? How? So Van Helsing and Drake are back, attacking me once more. I must flee before they can attack anew.
For a moment. A wobbling, unsure Dracula hesitates as he stares at the bottom.